Folk artist Howard Finster made his home and built his paradise garden in Somerville, Georgia. This weekend, the Museum and Cultural Center at Five Points in Cleveland hosts Reverend Finster's Rock and Revival, a celebration of music and events commemorating a special exhibition of Finster's art that will remain on display through January. Lucy Reimer is the museum's executive director. David Leonardis runs the Leonardis Gallery in Chicago. And as you'll hear, his ties to Howard Finster run deep.
Lucy, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lucy, tell us more about this revival. How did it come to the museum?
I'm going to say happenstance. How about that? David happened to be in Cleveland visiting with a friend of his, Robin Merritt, whose family lives here. And they drove past our museum and decided to stop in and see what we were all about and struck up a conversation. And then what do you know, a few months later, we've got a really fantastic exhibit for our community.
And David, you are part of this because of your work with a home dedicated to Howard Finster.
I had met the Reverend Howard Finster in college, and it was about 1989. I saw my first wall of Howard Finster's, and I wanted my own wall. And I was working as a waiter at the time, and I would eat on the job and spend all of my money on Howard Finster's. And I got to about 200 Howard Finsters or so. And I called Howard Finster and I told him I wanted to make Howard Finster t-shirts, which evidently later led to the Howard Finster ties that I'm wearing. That grew, the relationship grew, and I published 36 signed limited edition silkscreen prints with the Reverend Howard Finster and two tie editions. And skip to, I showed up to see Howard Finster and it was on his deathbed. Mrs. Finster brought me in there to see Howard Finster, and David Leonardo is here to see you, your old friend, David Leonardo. And of course it's Leonardis, but you don't correct Mrs. Finster when Howard's on his deathbed. And I got to see him and touched him on the shoulder there. And he said, well, I'm not feeling so good, but you go get some food out of the icebox. And that to me sums up how Howard Finster was giving with his dying breath. And I'm pretty sure I got his death energy shot at that moment, filling me with a small bit of the powers of the Reverend Howard Finster. And I had the opportunity a couple years later to buy his house. And I did. And we've been restoring it. And we're just right on the edge of our bed and breakfast being available. And I have close to 500 pieces by now in the permanent collection of the museum. Couldn't be more delighted to be showcasing the exhibit here in Cleveland at the Museum Center at Five Points. And we have 123 Finster items here at the show. And it's just been a real pleasure and privilege to get to work with Howard Finster for all these years. And Howard told me one day that if anyone's soul ever got saved because one of my Finster prints, that I was going to get an extra credit point in heaven. And hand to God, I have two that I know of. The Buddhist girl broke down in tears looking at the Howard Finster that I had. And she now is Christian. So that's the hard extra credit point. And carpenter friend came into my gallery in Chicago, went right for the Howard Finster. And he told me it saved his soul to Yeshua. So I work hard at it. And I'm just privileged to get to help people and get to enjoy the ride myself.
Where is the house and what is the relation of the house to Paradise Garden?
Sure. The Howard Finster Vision House Museum is Howard Finster's original house. And so it was a three-room store that he bought there in Pennville. And it was from this house that he started the Paradise Gardens. And so I have I guess I'm up to about six properties, and about four of them are along the fence line of the Paradise Gardens. On my back porch swing, it was Howard Finster's swing, and that's set up for the orientation of the path that begins the Paradise Gardens. The entrance has moved over the years, but the original entrance is right there on my back porch, and it's just a neat old house that needed quite a bit of work and still working on it. and it's right there. I was actually talking to the director of the Paradise Gardens yesterday over the fence because we share a stream. Mm-hmm. And so there's a stream coming way over from the road and through the Paradise Gardens and through my land and then back into the Paradise Gardens. So, you know, a lot of natural work to be done, you know, with the elements. I was actually running the Paradise Gardens for about a year and a half there after Howard had died. And it was during that time that this house came up for sale. Famously, I bought it for $1,479.28. And if you're looking to spend over $200,000 on a house, you know, you buy it for $1,500 at a tax sale. But the house has all that supernatural powered energy and it attracts people. So the people have come. You know, I run my art gallery in Chicago. And as I like to say, I sell the art in Chicago and I come down south to spend the money. Every time that I'm about to go to the museum or I've just left the museum, I find that I always sell a bunch of art. And I realize that's Howard Finster reaching out and helping me with those art sales because we need the money to keep the museum going. If you have a, you know, a big non-for-profit, a wonderful museum here in Cleveland or the Paradise Gardens, my understanding is, because that's not how I do it, is that money comes from grants. And I sell the happy, fun art to the cool people, and it just keeps on reciprocating. And here I am in my 18th year since I bought the Vision House at the tax sale.
When you talk about happy, fun art and you talk about his house, might we have seen that in a music video by a certain group in Athens, Georgia, by the name of R.E.M.?
Well, Paradise Gardens was featured in the Radio Free Europe video. That was R.E.M.'s first video. And Howard was likely sitting in my house during portion of it. I've seen the video. It's kind of hard to 100% tell. But it was, in 2004 that I bought the museum and have been working on it ever since.
And Lucy, David is part of these 3 days. Starting with this evening,
yes.
Give us the highlights over the next 3 days.
It's a big 3 days at the museum. Starting with this evening, we're going to have a private reception for some Howard Finster enthusiasts and our Okoye Society here at the museum. That'll last for just 1 hour. And then at 7 p.m., the doors open to the public. And we will have what we call History Happy Hour. Visitors can come in. They can see the exhibit. And then David will give a talk about his history with Howard Finster, how he started the Vision House Museum. And maybe we can have a little bit of a question and answer session. So that lasts between 7 and 9 p.m. is usually when it gets out tomorrow. We are going to have a panel discussion at Lee University, which is our, you know, local university here in Cleveland. That's going to feature David, as well as an artist named Craig Yingst, who's come from Florida, and he's kind of a big deal in the art world right now, highly influenced by Howard Finster. So he will be there. A podcaster by the name of John Thompson, who has a podcast named True Tunes, will be coming down from Nashville. He is also a huge Finster fan and plays beautiful, kind of folksy religious music. He has a band called The Wayside, and then, of course, his True Tunes podcast. The last member of the panel will be Rondell Reynoso, who is an art instructor at Lee University. So we're going to be talking a little bit about art and music and album cover art and the way that those two things interact and influence each other. After that, we'll have a little reception at a local art gallery where we will have some Finsters on display, as well as art by Craig Yingst. And he has made some art specifically for this weekend. So it'll be new art that people have never seen before, and I've seen it. But we're very excited about that. On Saturday, we've got a full day. The museum is open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And there is something almost every single hour. 10 a.m., we will do coffee with a curator. Howard will be back. Not Howard, David. David will
be
back.
A little bit of Howard.
Howard will be back
anyways.
Too. His spirit will be there.
Absolutely.
Again, talking about how to start your own museum and a little bit more in-depth process there and discussion about that, followed by guest artist series where we've actually got, really, I think one of the coolest things about this exhibit is unfinished artworks. We've got some wood blocks that have been painted on, maybe started, but not finished. And we are going to be using those to make our own Howard Finster inspired art. So people can pick out, I guess, a woodblock, trace around the outside.
Absolutely.
Paint on top of it. So David will be here. Craig will be here for that class as well. And then a little later on in the afternoon, John Thompson will do his podcast live from the museum lobby at 2 p.m. And we're going to see how it goes. He's going to be playing music from the albums that Howard Finster did the album covers for. So Talking Heads, REM, good stuff.
And for people who want more information on all of this, where can they go online?
They can visit our website at www.museumcenter.org. There is a link to everything involved with this Howard Finster exhibit right there on the landing page, on our homepage. So you can just click that. It takes you to all the details for all three events.
Also, you can check us out at howardfinster.com. And we have the link to the touring collection page in our press release for the Museum Center and the collection that we offer and some of the other tours that we have hosted.
All right. Lucy, David, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.